Phone Boy Speaks, episode 312, The Wayback Machine.
It seems like archive.org has been around quite some time, and what archive.org does, or otherwise known as the Wayback Machine, it spiders the internet periodically and makes copies available that you can search. You can go type in a particular URL into the Wayback Machine and go look at sites that and see what they look like back in the early days of the internet. You can even do this with phoneboy.com. There's a I've had the website up on the internet in one form or another since 1996, but I don't think it goes quite back that far. But there's certainly what I'm finding is that I actually generated a whole lot of content on my website, and it's just amazing how much stuff I've put out over the years in various ways, shapes, and forms. And so as I'm, for whatever reason, I've been spending a lot of time in Google Webmaster Tools and finding all the dead links. And I realized that some of the stuff I've written, it's a long time ago. I mean, I long time ago wrote a review of Internet Explorer 4.0. Oh my God. Talk about ancient. I've been writing things on the internet for a long time before they were called blogs. Of course, back then there were no content management engines. I was hand coding all my HTML in VI. I mean, and I still do that now to an extent, with the Jekyll based stuff that I'm doing, but I've been using archive.org substantially or a lot to actually recover a lot of this content that I deleted and got rid of. And I don't know what value much of this content has, except just to kind of collect it at this point. I'm sort of reforming my blog, as it were, anyway. And so, yes, I am going back through the archives, and yes, I've written lots of things about the internet. And, I guess I'll have blog entries that go back to 1997 now when I'm done with all of this stuff. But anyway, the archive.org is a very cool tool for looking at websites back in the old day, if you want to remember what a website looked like, or maybe try and find some old content. I guess Google is not your only permanent record. Archive.org is, because there's stuff on there I'm like, I kind of wish that, I posted what on the internet? Well, yeah, that's the problem, is once it's on the internet, there is no taking it back, I guess, because something or someone will spider it, and it may live on in infamy, sort of like what's happened, or what I'm finding, just the stuff that I had on my website, like more than 10, 15 years ago, it's coming right up on archive.org. It's kind of an amazing tool, and who knows how much storage they have, but it's actually, I remember how slow it used to be. Now it's gotten way faster, and it's almost like browsing the real site now. Quite interesting tool. So I'd say if you have a hankering for old websites, or you want to see what yahoo.com looked like, or Alta Vista, right, back in the day, I'd say check out the Wayback Machine. It's a perfectly good use of your time, or a perfectly good tool. And I don't know how many people know about it, but it is something that, as I say, I've known about for quite some time, and I've used it in the past, and it's becoming very handy in my current quest to recollect all of my content and put it back on my website right now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/ps.